It is sad to always see in the news, on the internet, on Twitter, the violence both in England and in Egypt, where people kill other people. It is not for money. It is not for anything that they do such things, but for spiritual characteristics such as hatred, power, control, all these things which are far from God and are characteristics not of true religion, but of the evil desires that lurk in our hearts that often corrupt our actions. It is easy to say someone did something for money, but that is never true. It is deep in the human heart where all these things arise. We want something, but people become the obstacles to our desires, so we are willing to do anything to get them. We somehow are fooled by the philosophy that says inanimate objects can animate love within you. How can things ever substitute for people? How can violence, the antithesis of creation, somehow be the blueprint for peace and a future? It is never such a thing. And we as Christians stand in opposition. Our response is never for more violence. Yes, we have the right and we can defend ourselves. But the Lord asks us to do something deeper. How many of you, if you saw someone on the road lying face down, having been hit by a car, would simply walk by? I would say almost none of us. We would call 911, we would rush to help them if we could, we would yell, we would try to find help. When someone is physically hurt, we might not even move them because there might be internal injuries. But we would be moved to compassion. Why is it not the same when someone is spiritually injured? No one gets up to hurt another human being unless they have been hurt themselves. There is something missing. There is a deep wound. There is a festering hatred or a philosophy of destruction that has grown in their heart for many days and weeks. Nobody would get up in the morning and say, you know what, I feel great today. Whose life can I ruin? No one would say that. People who hurt others are always hurt themselves. And we as Christians must realize that and seek to pray, to help, to be an example. I do not say to condone the evil that they do, but to realize that this person is God's child, that this person has been injured and has been hurt and needs help. It is not easy when someone crucifies you to look at them and say, they don't know what they're doing. They must be in terrible pain. But that is the Christian way. If everyone responds to violence by violence, to hatred by hatred, to jealousy by jealousy, when does the cycle of violence ever stop? When the only thing that we can say is like little children, she started it first. Is that our response? And is that the gospel message? When someone is hurt deep inside, try to be patient with those people. Try to find a way. Defend yourself if necessary, but always look and say, how can I stop this cycle by interjecting some love, some compassion, some understanding, and sometimes even a sharp retort where you say, what the heck is your problem? Wake up. These are the ways that the cycle of violence can end and that the Christian message can be promoted. So let's be patient, not just when we can see the injuries that are inflicted by others, but especially those internal, psychological, spiritual injuries that people carry for years and produce so much pain in the world. Be patient with people who are hurt, even if that person is yourself. Slava Isusu Hristu!